You know, so it's a positive thing. So then life becomes so much more pleasant that if we rephrase it, I choose instead of I have to, I want to do this, I need to do this, it's very important to me, it fulfills a particular value I have in life. What?
It's empowering.
Yeah, you become enthusiastic and happy. But it's always this force. I mean, that's the problem with religion. You know, all these rules and regulations. No smoking marijuana. I can't smoke marijuana anymore. I never did. No gambling, no Bitcoin. Sorry. No girlfriends. That's all right. I can do it. So, no. I can't eat meat. Yuck. Anyway, so it's just like I'm choosing not to eat meat. Why? Because compassion is so important to me. For the living entities, for the animals. I'm choosing to not take intoxication because I want to have a clear mind. So then the 4-8-led principles are very easy at that point. Otherwise, it's very hard. You can't do this, you can't do that. We have so many donuts, as Prabhupada said. I mean, donuts, vegetables. We have so many do-nots. So instead of presenting them as do-nots, present them as stepping stones to achieve our goals in spiritual life. I'm choosing to wake up early because it helps me in spiritual life. Okay. So I think we have to end now. It's 1 o'clock already. Oh my God. So any questions? Yes.
It's about the designations. What can we do to counteract, to protect ourselves or others?
From designations?
Yes.
We should look at a person's activities. We can judge activities, but we should not judge the person. In other words, let's say someone is not chanting his rounds, we can say, you're not chanting your rounds, it's not going to help you in Krishna consciousness. But not that we say to the person, you're just nonsense. So we can pass judgment, not specifically judgment, but we can give our opinions about particular activities or particular things that are happening right now. Like, you made a mistake. Not that you are a mistake. There's a difference. You made a mistake, not that you're dumb. So we can, yeah, it's not a question of throwing away all sorts of judgment. It's a question of judging actions rather than the person. Does that make sense?
It's just like to the trees, the tree bears. That we should judge the tree by its fruits.
Yeah.
Like this.
Judge the tree by the fruits. Yeah, I mean, obviously if it has apples, it's an apple tree. You know this. But as far as judging someone, I mean, obviously there's certain judgments that we can make, like, you know, you have a human body and stuff like that. But as far as judging someone in a static way because of actions they take, that actually limits our understanding of the person and keeps us from being empathic. Is that all right? In other words, we deal with the actions someone makes. So power someone takes, rather than the person itself. Or like Jesus Christ said, you hate the sin, not the sinner. Okay, any other questions or comments? It's actually 1 o'clock. Oh, after 1 right now. Yeah.
So these designations, like, we are just seeing the human beings, and this is the basis for discovering the identity of the soul, or where it should be the base identification of.
Yeah, we actually sarvapati vinir muktam dat puratvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sekhanam bhattu uchite. That statement is there. We have to really look beyond these designations. Not even see people as human beings. We should see people as spirit souls, part and parcel of Krishna. Like the verse in the Isopanishad, yastu sarvani bhutani atmanai bhanam pashyati.